about the frustration of last year and describe how the injuries happened for him?
Oh, yeah. It was, last year was really frustrating. Obviously, with the injury, I got injured in the second game, coming off of a really, really big first game season starter. Great because, I had really big plans of doing great things, and it kind of, started out really well, and then the second game, it took a huge turn, and I was never really able to overcome the injuries, and it was just frustrating to see everything that I had worked for just, kind of go down the drain, per se, but, I'm just happy right now that I've been given an opportunity.
What do you think about going to a team that's already drafted two running backs?
I don't really look at that. I just look at it as an opportunity for me to go out there and compete with those guys, compete for a spot to play. I don't really care if there was one or five. I'm always go out there and work hard and try to be number one. I don't really care how many spots are on the depth chart for running back.
What did you do to your knee? Did you have surgery, and how's it now?
Oh, it's great now. I never needed surgery or anything. I needed really just enough time to heal and strengthen it. But I had just suffered a MCL sprain to my right knee and a high ankle sprain to my right ankle because it kind of happened in the same place. I never had the time that I needed to, like I said, heal up and strengthen it. Try to come back a couple games later and kind of injured it worse. So now that I've had that time to heal up and strengthen it and rehab it, it's back healthy and strong, and yeah.
How are your receiving skills?
I catch the ball well. Obviously, that's a big question about my skill set and my abilities because, that wasn't on display at Utah State. I only caught two passes, but I'm pretty much a do-it-all type of back. I can catch. I can block.
Devontae, after you visited here before the draft, what kind of feeling did you have about this team's interest in you?
I felt like they really liked me a lot. I have been talking to them all the way up until I got the call pretty much almost every day kind of. But I felt like they really liked me. They had a couple players that played at Utah State, so I think that kind of helped me out a lot.
You're kind of flying under the radar as a back because of those injuries that people might not know what they're getting?
I think that just the injury kind of just knocked me off of a lot of people's radars, and I was just never really able to show everyone what I can do. But now that I'm healed and I've healed up and I'm 100%, I think I know I'm going to surprise a lot of people just because, they never really seen anything besides my junior year, which I thought was decent, and my senior year was gonna be a lot better. But yeah, I think people are gonna be surprised whenever they find out more about me.
Devontae, what's it like growing up with nine brothers and sisters?
Oh, it's cool. It's cool. I have four brothers and five sisters. We didn't all really grow up in the same household, so we weren't the closest. But I was pretty close to my older brother and my younger brothers.
Are you suited to be a one cut back in a zone blocking scheme?
I think I can do whatever they ask me to do. I can do a lot of things, so it's whatever they ask me to do is what I'm going to do.